Praise God. Praise God. You know, why do you think that God speaks to us all in a local church and in the body of Christ and gives us a word for the year? It's because he wants us to participate with him in bringing to pass his purposes. Does that make sense? He has plans for you for this year. And he has plans for me. He wants to do great things in our lives. And, you know, and it's not just here where I've heard this word about new beginnings. And I believe that God wants to bring about many wonderful new beginnings in your life and in my life. And, you know, God has given us a how. You know, there are, like they say, there are many ways to skin a cat. Well, I've never tried, thank the Lord. I like cats, and I don't want to skin them. But that's so the expression goes. There are many ways to skin a cat. And, you know, when we're believing God, there are many ways we can go about it. Isn't that right? But God not only gave us a word about new beginnings, but he also said to us that in this year, there is something in particular that I am going to do. I am going to work through you. I am going to partner with you to bring about my new beginnings. And he spoke to us about declarations. And God has said, in this year, I'm just going to work in an extra way around declarations. Now, when God says that, then we need to say, okay, how do I align myself to get everything that God's got for me? Are you hearing me? So I want us to look today at the how of declarations. Because, you know, there are many things that we can bring about in our lives through declarations and other things. We need to wage war and we need to know the difference. Are you hearing me? You know, there are some areas where, you know, the Bible says, ask and keep on asking. If you look at how it's expressed in the Amplified, Matthew and Luke talks about ask and keep on asking, seek and keep on seeking. But there are other things where he says, no, it's another way. And so I want us to look at Job 22, verse 28, and we're going to look at some of the principles that I believe if you will apply these, then you can truly partner with the Lord this year for all that he wants to do in your life. So in Job 22, 28 says, you will also declare a thing and it will be established for you. You will declare a thing and it will be established for you. Now, I want us to look at how to declare in a biblical way. I want us to look at how God wants us to do that, so that we can really make sure that every moment of our praying is aligned with God's purposes. And the first scripture I want us to look at to understand is Hebrews 11 and verse 3. Hebrews 11 and verse 3. And we can see the way God declares things, okay? So it says, by faith, say faith. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So the things which are seen, things that, you know, you go out in the countryside and you see the mountains and the rivers and the trees, they were made by the word of God. And this is why declaration is powerful, because we were made in God's image. And his words are creative and powerful, and his imprint on us means that our words, when we know how to use them, can accomplish great things. By faith, the worlds were framed by the word of God. In other words, you see, let me tell you what a declaration isn't. It isn't trying to convince myself that I do believe what God's word says. Are you hearing me? The number of times I've heard people going, by his stripes I'm healed, by his stripes I'm healed, by his stripes I'm so sick, Lord. In other words, they're terrified. They're feeling awful. And they're thinking somehow that if I repeat this often enough, that I'm somehow going to believe the words coming out of my mouth. But you see, faith is not wishful thinking. Faith is not this airy fairy thing out there that somehow is, you know, I'm going to declare this, declare that, declare the other. No, faith is when we know that we know on the inside that what we say is going to come to pass. I remember, this is many, many years ago. I've got a couple of examples. I remember when I was pregnant with Benji and I had horrible sickness. And I'd had it first time round and then my second pregnancy again. Here it came. Horrible. I just felt, ugh. And I remember just saying, this is it, you know, I need to just get into prayer. And I started to pray, and I was going to God's word, and I was saying, Lord, this is your immovable word. And I started to pray over his word and allow it to change what was going on. And then suddenly, I went, amen, I got this. And I just knew, I'm healed. Because faith suddenly arose in my heart. Now, this is the thing. I felt terrible still. But I knew that I knew that I knew I had my healing. 3 days later, woke up, no more morning sickness. And in my pregnancy with Abby, didn't have any. Because I thought, you know what, I'm gonna be wise up this time. Let me believe God, you know, while I'm believing to get pregnant. You know? But you see, faith is that moment when we know that we've got what he said he would give us. Are you hearing me? By faith, the worlds were framed when God declared, let there be light. And he was under no doubt that light was about to light up the universe. There's another scripture that shows the way God does it. And it's in Romans 4, 17. And it's where it says that he says, as I made your father of nations, the present one who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Well, you see, if I am doing something as though it's already happened, it's because I know it's already happened. So again, it's not this like desperate, you know, wishful hoping, oh my goodness. It's this knowing on the inside. And I want to show you how to get to the knowing. But we've got to reach the place where we believe so that what we believe, we declare. You see, the second principle, so the first is it has to be by faith, but the second is deep. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's deep. And you know what? I'm ministering today, so what's it going to be about? The heart, you guessed. So the second principle is faith is from the heart. And I want us to look at Romans 10, verse 10. Because it says that with the heart we believe and with the mouth we speak. It's when our hearts and our mouths, our hearts and our words line up that our declarations have power. Now, here's the problem. You see, if we don't deal with the issues of our hearts, it's so interesting the way the heart is compartmentalized. So let me explain what I mean. I can be full of faith concerning desperately needing a financial breakthrough. And really able to believe God. You know, maybe there's a bill that has to be paid and I don't have the money. But you know what? I just know that I know. Because God's faithful and I've seen him be faithful before. But then in the area of, say, my marriage, not really. It's all good. But if my marriage was really in a difficult place, and this might be you right now, and your marriage is causing so much pain, you've been through so much stuff, you see, faith is of the heart. And if my heart is still hurting in the very area where I'm supposed to be believing, it's just not really going to happen very easily. Are you listening to me? Yeah. Because faith is of the heart. And so this is why we've got to be able to. You see, you might look at your life and say, do you know what? The new beginnings, I have to have new beginnings in this area. It might be in my family. I need some new beginnings, Lord. I need to see a transformation in the life of my teenage children or in the health situation of my little one. And you might be saying, God, that has to be my new beginning. But you're still carrying the wounds of what went wrong last year. You're still weighed down and sad and feel hurt on their behalf. Are you hearing me? You see, faith for their healing, faith for their transformation won't grow in a hurting heart in that area. That's why we need to go to the Lord. You know, if the more I learn about the human heart, there is no single area in scripture I know more about than the human heart. And yet the more I learn, the more I realize I don't know. Your heart is deep and complex. And your heart determines the course of your life according to Proverbs 4. And the thing is, faith is the currency of the kingdom. It's the way that we have any exchange with heaven. And so if our hearts are weighed down and heavy or hurting, we're going to really struggle and we can do all the shouting we like. Are you hearing me? That's not a declaration the Bible way. We can do all the speaking to the air. But you know what? If we're still broken in that area, we've got to go to God. That's why, you know, as a church, we are so committed to getting your heart healed. You know, and getting the heart healed is a journey. It's not a moment in time. That's why, you know, if you're a woman, sorry, men, you're not invited. You've got yours in May. But we have the women's encounter coming up next month. And God will do so much in all of us. Amen? Amen. Let's not be those who treat our cars better than we look after our hearts. Because we take our cars for regular services and just assume our hearts can get by with all the wear and tear of life. Amen? So if you realize in the very areas where I know I need to be believing God, I'm still hurting a bit. I'm still sad. I'm still disappointed. I'm still a bit discouraged. Then I want to encourage you to allow God to do a deep work in your heart first. Go to God, your heavenly Father, and bring those pains and sorrows and sadnesses to the Lord. And come along on Saturday. That's what Refresh is all about. It's about, you know, making sure I'm going to service my soul regularly. That's why we do those events, so that we can come and say, God, here's my heart. What do you want to do this time? Be like saying, oh, well, my car had a service last year. I don't need to get it serviced this year. No, it's all well. Last year's oil will keep me going. It would be crazy, wouldn't it? No, we need, if we want what God's got for us to come to pass, to make sure that we allow the Holy Spirit to minister to the issues of our hearts. You see, once you're healed in this, I realized I was reading this great book by Michael Hyatt a couple of weeks ago, Your Best Year Ever. And there was one bit in it where I suddenly realized, gosh, I've ended up in a certain area, I'm doubting God. I'm doubting that he's really going to bring a breakthrough for me. And I realized it was because I was still disappointed from not having a breakthrough last year. So I had to go to God and say, God, you know, that hurt. I feel like, bleh. Has anyone ever felt, bleh? And normally we feel, bleh, and we just carry on anyway. You know? But we need to get rid of the bleh. Pour it out before the Lord, get ourselves refreshed and restored, and then say, God, what's going to be different this year? What do I need to do differently this year to align myself with your purposes? Are you hearing me? So number one, it must be by faith. Number two, it must be from the heart. Number three, and this is such a crux, it must be based on the Bible. Amen. You know, we can stand on the word. We can wage war with a prophecy, but we can stand on the word. Are you hearing me? You see, if we look at that original scripture that I read, Job 22, verse 28, and it says, you shall declare a thing, and you look that up in the Hebrew, it's the word decree. Now, this is important. Let me explain what a decree is. A decree is a formal order backed by the law. So it speaks of authority, but it has to be backed by the law. Now, let me explain a couple things about this. So not only does any declaration I make need to be Bible, but there are certain things, I mean, I can make those declarations, but they're kind of outside of my direct jurisdiction. My husband, I remember, I first learned about making daily declarations years ago through him. Now, the daily declarations he makes are all within his immediate jurisdiction, aren't they? Yeah. They're things that are under his authority. So, of course, I fall under that, which is great. He's been declaring over my life every day for years. And over our children, and over our household, and those relationships. You see, there is something, when we know that we know that we know, I have authority in that area. I have authority over my body, do you? I have authority over my life, my destiny. I have authority within the realm of my family. I have authority in the lives of those harvesters who've said, yeah, this is our church and you're our pastor. Do you hear? It's like I don't have authority in, when I'm ministering at Healed for Life, I have a healing anointing and an authority to bring healing to the hearts of God's people. But if they come to me and say, you know, pastor, pray for me in this area, I go, do you know what? Talk to your pastor about that. Because I am not your pastor and I don't have authority in that area in your life. Because you see, we need to understand our authority. And so when you will declare in the realm of your authority, I remember, I don't even know who said it, but someone said, we've got to learn to become the prophet of our own lives. Yeah. Kenneth Copeland. We've got to learn to be the prophet of our own lives. And so your authority and God's word, you need to declare according to God's word. God's word is the law. It's the spiritual law that stands. So that's the third thing. By faith, from the heart, based on the Bible. Fourthly, again, really important, turn to your neighbor and say, you need to hear from heaven. You see, what is it God's saying about this year for your life? What are his specific plans and purposes for you for this year? Because sometimes what we want to focus on this year isn't necessarily what he's saying. Amen. You know, my declarations over this year aren't to do with all the places we're going on holiday. Are you hearing? And all those who love holidays say, oh. No, God hasn't spoken to me about my holidays yet. Oh, thank you. You're with me. You hear my heart. But you see, we need to hear from heaven. I want you to look at 1 John 1:5, because this is where we hear the apostle saying, that which we have seen and heard, we declare. That which we've seen and heard. What is it that God stirred in your spirit and spoken to your heart? What is it that you've heard? Your eyes were shut and you were worshiping and suddenly something just came alive on the inside. I loved something. I can't remember who it was. I saw recently just a little quote flying through Instagram, and it was something like this. We don't hear the voice of God. We discern the voice of God. And I thought, that's so true. I mean, I do hear. But there's something about knowing, oh, was that God's voice? And so we need to, if we can, I wonder which, yes, this is the message. We've heard from him and declare to you. So I want to encourage you to hear from God, because he's got his logos word. In other words, that's the Bible is the logos. There are two words in scripture, if you don't know this, for Bible, for the word. One is logos, the other is rhema. And rhema is the now word. Rhema is the word that will speak to your heart and come alive on the inside, and then you know that you know that you know. Just like when you know, that moment when you suddenly, wow, a word comes and you know it. You see, they're the words that we need to declare this year. Are you hearing me? We need to allow those words to be in our mouth. You know, one of the words God has given me, and you see, we've also got to be practical. You know, God's given me a word, and part of it's not very nice. Has that ever happened to anyone? Yeah, and so one of the words he's given me says, there's a great and effective door of opportunity that is open to you. But it carries on. And it says, and there are many adversaries. Now, I'm not declaring about the adversaries, but listen what I am doing. I'm saying, Father, I thank you that a great and effective door of opportunity is opened. And Father, I declare, because it speaks in Proverbs that we need to do this, wisdom, you are my sister. Understanding, you are my close, intimate friend. Father, I declare that wisdom will arise on the inside when stuff happens that I don't know what to do. Suddenly, wisdom will be there and I will know how to handle every adversary. Are you hearing me? That's why we need to hear God. Because if we don't hear God, we don't know how we need to get ourselves prepped, if you like. You know, what are the belts and braces you need to wear this year? I need extra wisdom this year. What do you need? And so we need to hear from heaven so that we can align our declarations with God's word. Are you following me? Hallelujah. Now, how many of you remember, and I have ministered on this before, but how many of you remember the story of Ruth in Scripture? She gets a book all to herself. And remember, Ruth had two sons. How many of you remember Ruth had two sons? And she gave her sons names. One of them she called Mahlon, and the other she called Chilion. Now, these little babies are born, and from the day they're born, she's calling them by their names. Mahlon, come here. Chilion, go there. Mahlon, Chilion, Mahlon, Chilion. Do you think she's saying their name every day? Yeah? If you think so, yes, wave at me. Yes, she's saying it every day. Okay. Now, let me remind you, if you already know, if you don't, what the names of Ruth's sons mean. Mahlon means sick. And Chilion means pining. So she was day after day after day saying, sick, pining, sick, pining, sick, pining. These sons both died. Now, what's my point? You see, thank God for the New Testament. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Thank God for the revelation that we have. But you see, she was day after day speaking negative words, and it came to pass. The point I'm making is she didn't do it once. They didn't die when they were born. So you see, there's something that we can learn from this principle that when we say the right things, are you with me? When we speak the blessings of heaven day by day over our lives, we shall see it come to pass. Are you hearing me? So you see, this is the point. I want to encourage you to make a decision to actually get into the presence of God and get a set of daily declarations for 2019. You see, we've been given a word, which is that this is our year of new beginnings, but God said there's a how to it. I want to partner with you. I want us to be in this together. I want us to bring it to pass as partners. And so as we get hold of his word, as we hear from heaven, as we get chapter and verse, as we deal with any hurts or discouragements remaining in our heart from bygone days, and as we then say, God, I'm going to do what you've told me to do, we are going to see the plans and purposes of the Most High God come to pass. Hallelujah. You know, was it half night? I was worshiping and I heard the Lord and I nearly wept because it touched me so much and it was a word for us all. And this is what I heard him say, and it was in the NASB, please, Liz, not in the New King James. I heard him say these words. Jeremiah 1:12 in the NASB says, I am watching over my word to perform it. Now, let me tell you why that moved me. You know, sometimes we're so aware of, you know, I need to pray, I need to fast, I need to do this, I need to do that. And God said, you know what? I'm watching. I am literally watching over the word that I've given to you. I'm watching over the word I've given to you and you and you. I'm the God of heaven. Are you hearing me? I'm watching over my word. You see, when we let his word come out of our mouth, when we allow God to do something in our hearts and we say, Lord God, I'm going to be faithful to your word. I'm going to speak your word over my life this year. Then he's just saying, I'm ready. I am watching over you and over my word, over your life. And I'm ready to perform it. I don't know about you, but that is something I think is worth celebrating. Hallelujah. I want to ask you just to stand. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Just shut your eyes in the presence of the Lord. You see, God wants to deal with the first so that he can bring about the latter. You know, I heard someone once say that new beginnings are often disguised as painful endings. And we need to allow the Lord to heal the pain of the ending so that we can align ourselves with the new beginning. We need to make sure that we've allowed God to deal with everything to do with last year before we can fully set our faces like flint on what he wants to do this year. So right now, just in the presence of the Lord, just with your eyes shut, if there are still things hanging over you, clouding over you, if you know that in a particular area you need to see God come through this year, but you realize that you're still carrying some of the hassle and some of the wears and tears and hurts and disappointments of last year, right now just lift up your hands in the presence of the Lord. Just as that sign of surrender. And just say to the Lord, Father, Father, will you heal the hurts? Just speak to him right now in this moment. Maybe you're struggling to believe God in an area this year because you're still discouraged by the disappointments of last year. We serve such a good God and his timing is always the best. And all he asks of us is to get ourselves ready. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just speak to the Lord in these moments. There is a precious atmosphere in this place. He's saying, I want to lift every burden. I want to lift every burden off of your shoulders. He doesn't want us to carry last year's baggage into this year. He wants to relieve and refresh our souls. Just speak to the Lord. And Father, I pray, Lord God, those that really need a deep work, Lord God, take them on a fresh journey, I pray. But right now, those of you that you just know, I just now need to hear from God. Just lift up your hands high because he's saying, I want to give you my word. I want to give you my word. Father, I thank you that when we hear from heaven, when we get chapter and verse, then nothing can shake us. Nothing can move us. Father, I pray, Lord God, for every one of your sons and daughters. Lord God, for the instruction for 2019. Father, for the word that you have for each one for this year. the fresh manna. Yesterday's manna is not enough. Father, let fresh manna be released from heaven, I pray. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, I thank you that as we spend time, even before the end of this month, hearing from you, chapter and verse, Lord God, I thank you that this year you are watching over your word, ready to perform it. Father, we give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why don't you put your hands together for the Lord? And I really encourage you, take some time out. It'll only take you a little while, and get from God your daily declarations for 2019. God bless you.